You know, I'd love to be one of those people who can sit down and present the gospel to a friend or relative or neighbor, but I just can't seem to do it. I don't know what verses to use. I don't know how to go at it. I'm just not sure how to go about it. I don't know what to do. Do you ever feel like that? If that's the case, stick around. The next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to present the gospel. It's always interesting to me that the Word of God compares the gospel to dynamite. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." It is the power, the dynamite of God. The word gospel means good news. And when you read the daily newspaper and begin to realize that there's very little good news around. So to a world burdened down with bad news, God has given us the gospel to proclaim. A message of good news that is dynamite. Now, there are a number of things that are of great importance to remember in the matter of witnessing. However, in this discussion on presenting the gospel, let me just share a few verses of Scripture with you that will help you make the message clear. Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." This verse is one of the most obvious verses in the Bible. It points out a very simple truth. Nobody's perfect. We're all in the same boat. We've all sinned. We've all come short. Then Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The payment for sin is death. I heard a minister say that in every case but two in the New Testament where the word death was used, the word meant separation. Well, that makes sense. Sin always separates. A husband sins against his wife, there's a separation. Not always in the legal sense, but it's there. There's not the feeling of warmth and companionship there was before. The Old Testament prophet said, "Your sins have separated between you and your God." Now, Hebrews 9:27 makes it clear that God will hold us accountable for our sins. There's a great judgment day coming. "But as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." Your sin before God is on the books, and He will hold you accountable. I can hear someone saying, "Good grief, all we've heard so far is bad news. We're all sinners, our sins have separated us from God, and there's a judgment day coming." True, but the next verse contains the best news this world has ever heard. Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." The penalty has been paid by Christ. The next verse has an equally important truth. Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Salvation is a free gift. And remember, a gift can be accepted or rejected. And if it's not accepted, it is rejected. So with God's gracious offer in Christ, we can accept it or we can reject it. That's the meaning of John 1:12. "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God." We must receive Him into our lives by inviting Him to dwell in our hearts, forgive our sins, and give us the free gift of eternal life. We can have a personal relationship with God. As you share these verses and others, the Holy Spirit can use them to draw hearts to the Lord. May God bless you as you learn to share the gospel with others.